From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Average teacher pay in Missouri has slipped another spot to 42nd in the country, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has proposed giving every teacher a $4,000 raise and increasing the state minimum salary to $32,000. But Todd Fuller of the Missouri State Teachers Association says there isn't a plan to pay for it, even though neighboring states have already boosted teacher salaries. Fuller says a plan is needed because he knows teachers will cross state borders to find better paying jobs. He says teachers aren't in it for money, but low wages cause educators to leave the profession every year. According to reporting by Ellie Moxley, Missouri is in the midst of a teacher shortage. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would waive the fees for domestic violence survivors to get a copy of their birth certificates. According to reporting by Afton Harper, advocates say the bill would save shelters money and help survivors get back on their feet. Lisa Farmer is executive director of Harmony House, a domestic violence shelter in Springfield. She says many survivors flee abusive situations on short notice and have little money or resources to pay for new forms of identification. In Missouri, it costs $15 for a copy of a birth certificate from a local health department. Farmer said Harmony House spends between $4,000 to $6,000 every year on birth certificate fees. She says the need for personal identification can be a very real hindrance to survivors and their ability to move forward. State Representative Chris Dinkins, who's sponsoring the bill, says she hopes it won't die on the Senate floor like it did last year. According to the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, more than 30,000 requests for shelter and services were unmet in 2018 in Missouri alone, mostly due to a lack of funding and space. True False Film Festival is making changes to its normal busing routes. The festival, in partnership with the City of Columbia, has provided festival-specific transit in past years, but the city will not provide the same free busing this March. Megan McConaughey, a spokesperson from the Columbia Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the city determined these festival routes were ineffective.
This was actually a decision made by the Transit Division to stop offering transit service that was specific to special events because their costs kind of outweighed the effectiveness of having those lines running.
Normal bus and shuttle routes will still be running throughout the festival. A congresswoman from the Ozarks is working on a bill that would encourage the federal government to buy military medications from American drug manufacturers. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says it's a matter of national security. Hartzler, who's sponsoring a bill along with Representative John Garamendi, says the U.S. military is too dependent on China for sustainable and quality medicine. Garamendi says most general medications American service members take are supplied by Chinese companies, which makes the U.S. vulnerable. In a conference call with reporters this week, Hartzler says the bill has been brought into the spotlight with the recent coronavirus outbreak. Speaking with reporter Afton Harper, Hartzler said China could win a war with the United States without even firing a shot by sending tainted medicine to our soldiers. Hartzler represents Missouri's 4th Congressional District. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.